ponder the day away, spacing out, and idle talking, then you will miss out on the great impact that you can get Janmashtami. It's an all-day fast tomorrow, so certainly some of you may be feeling a little dizzy as the day goes on. But if you just put that extra effort to focus on some devotional service, you may be weak and you can't do anything except sit in a chair and chant, or sit on the floor and chant. Well, then do that. There's no harm. Or you can just hold open a Krishna book and barely turn the pages. Well, do that. And certainly, you'll get great spiritual benefit. For our congregational members, you should understand that even though you may not be fully engaged in devotional service every day, still, just by coming to celebrate Janmashtami, you get eternal spiritual benefit. Krishna is merciful to everyone. Don't think that all the temple is just for the full-time practitioners of Krishna consciousness. No. The temple is for everyone, but naturally people have different degrees of wanting to take advantage when Krishna throws the life preservers. Everyone can benefit from Janmashtami. And you should focus on the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One verse, very important, which we'll be speaking about a lot tomorrow. Verse 9 of the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma chame divya evam yogeti tatpata chakra dekham parajanma naiti mameti sorjuna. You don't know many verses, at least tomorrow I'll learn this verse. There Krishna explains the formula for going to the spiritual world. Krishna says, if you can understand the transcendental mystery of two things, his appearance and his activities, then when you give up the present body, you will not take another body. So at least this verse you should know and meditate on tomorrow. How to know Krishna in truth? And what is so special about Krishna? His appearance, his janma, his activities, his karma. What's so special about it? It's so special that just by understanding it properly, I won't take another birth. And why should I not want to take another birth? Why should I care about that? These are all things you can meditate upon tomorrow. Even as you're taking rest tonight, you can think, tomorrow will be a day to boost my entrance into the mystery of Krishna. Krishna is a mystery because he cannot be understood by material senses. But how can Krishna be understood? Krishna is understood through devotional service. All the activities that go on here are meant for helping you understand Krishna. Quite often, we may lose sight of that goal due to not good association or not taking advantage of good association. And we have a mundane view of devotional service. Oh, it's just doing this. It's just cooking. Or it's just telling others to come to the temple. Or it's just this. Or it's just that. And how can I satisfy myself? But what actually are you doing with all the services that you render here? Krishna tells you that the goal is to understand him. And what's the point of understanding Krishna? By understanding Krishna, you won't see another body. You'll go to the spiritual world. So we should always remember, that's what's happening with devotional service. It's not like, well, I have to have a service I like, otherwise the temple's a failure. As if it's quite a popular trend these days. Give me a service I like completely. And it has to have some career training benefits to it. Otherwise, I'm not going to do it. What is your real career? Whether you're working to maintain your families, that's all right. That's all well and good. But the real career is the real career is how not to get a body when you give up the current material body. How to revive your spiritual form and go back to Godhead. That's the real career. In other words, the real career is how to understand Krishna. But you cannot understand Krishna with your material intelligence and senses. Therefore, Krishna hands you devotional service, the means to understand Him. You can reflect upon these things on Janmashtami. And then, Lord Prabhupada, Vyasa Puja, founder of Charyasapada, you can see how Prabhupada gave us Krishna and gave us the means to understand Krishna. And we can pray that we take advantage of those means, the boat to cross the ocean of material existence. We don't want to just believe in Krishna while looking askance at devotional service. That's not good. We want somehow or other to be connected with devotional service, and then we can understand Krishna. So tomorrow there'll be so much time because there's no eating. It's a good day also to notice that eating takes up a lot of time. It's a whole thing, you know. And then, you know, digestion and all those things associated with eating, it really takes up a good part of your day. So tomorrow you'll notice all of a sudden that there just seems to be so much time because you're not eating. You're going to feel hungry. But it's another thing to meditate on long fast days like Janmashtami. Srila Prabhupada gives an example on purport that just on a fast day, you make up your mind, I'm not going to eat, even though you may feel hunger. You may even pass by some food, but you've already made up your mind, I'm not going to eat. So you're not completely disturbed. You'll feel some pangs, but you don't act on those things. So Srila Prabhupada explains that similarly, when you've made up your mind to follow the regular principles, particularly in terms of controlling the sex desire, that even though some twinges may be there, because you've made up your mind, therefore, you're not capsized. And of course, all the ashrams, they are involving controlling the senses. So that's an interesting example. Tomorrow when you're feeling some hunger pangs, or you know, you may see some of the children eating or some of the guests eating something, and you how many hours more? You can think, this is also like controlling the senses. I have already decided I'm going to fast on Janmashtami. Similarly, when controlling the senses, I've already decided that I'm going to follow the program of sense control. So even though there may be some twinges and rumblings in the belly, still, hold true to the course I've established. So we can also think about that on Janmashtami whenever we feel the twinges of hunger. But the main thing is to spend your day absorbed in hearing and chanting or doing something serving Krishna. You can spend all day in the kitchen. Don't waste the day idle talking. Srila Prabhupada was never much a fan of that. He called it shop talk. I don't know if any of you ever worked in a factory or some kind of shop or some kind of place with a lot of employees around, and they're always talking, you know. Really? How much do you make? You make more than me. What's the boss doing now? What do you think of this place we work in anyway? Oh, really? That's what you're into? You know what some better jobs are? What did you do last weekend? It's shop talk. It's what the employees do, you know, instead of working there. Another term Prabhupada I gave it is talk. Where's the latest Maya under the guise of Krishna consciousness? Who's opening up new frontiers of how to getting to material life, you know, while still, you know, saying Hari Hari. Well, we don't need encouragement in that way. We want to hear how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Yes, it's a fact. We're all of different aptitudes, spiritual appetites. There's nothing wrong with that. But we have to learn how to encourage one another, how to make progress back to Godhead, not how to merge into the material world. That way our guests, they'll be very inspired. Yes, these persons are Vaikuntha persons. Whether they live in a temple or live near the temple, they have as their goal to go back to Godhead. That you want to show. Whether you have family or not, or planning to have a family in the future. The whole point is how everyone can go back to Godhead. And Janmashtami is a day to maximize your opportunities for going back to Godhead by increasing your service to Krishna, particularly hearing and chanting. So please take advantage of this day, these kind of days, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained there. The mother of devotion. Try to understand Krishna. Try to remember that to understand Krishna, you must have devotional service. That is the real career, to understand Krishna. That's the qualification you want to get. So whether you're living in a temple, or you're working in order to maintain your family, or you're working for your future family, or whatever, the whole point is, the real career is understanding Krishna. Once you lose track of that, then Krishna consciousness becomes just a belief. And then you get some benefit, but you miss out on everything that Krishna wants to give you. Through the active program of the nine processes of Bhakti Yoga. Any questions? You have the Krishna book, you have the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. Try to understand Krishna's appearance. How the unborn takes birth. Right? You can spend your whole life trying to understand Krishna's appearance. So we have so many visitors from all over. In your discussions, talk in such a way that you inspire one another how to increase your Krishna consciousness. You can focus on two things. What are the impediments? And what are the things that help you progress? And everyone should keep that all in mind. After giving up this body, I want to revive my spiritual body and go back to God. It is possible. Don't say, oh, it's not possible for me. Nithai Gaur Chandra, they're there, letting you know it is possible for you. We're giving you the opportunity. So we don't want to neglect that opportunity. We don't want to neglect that opportunity, fail to take advantage of it. Yes.
Maharaj, sometimes with your commitment to maybe study or work or whatever it is you do, it's hard to see how those things are actually related to Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if you study his songs, first he laments, I'm just stuck in family life, I'm just stuck in mundane affairs. But then his songs show and he surrenders to Krishna. He sings Manasa Deha Geha Yogi Chuma Akbhimudriya Bhai Nanda Kishore. Oh Nanda Kishore, beautiful boy of Braja, everything I have belongs to you, mind, body, home. And then he sings songs, they go in a sequence. He starts singing how I just want to be a dog outside the house of your family. It's your family. I just want to be a dog outside the door protecting your family. And he even sings, I will certainly earn money to support your family. you have to execute your responsibilities to raise a Krishna conscious home, but it has to be a Krishna conscious home, otherwise, yeah, it does get a bit dry if they don't have a Krishna conscious home. But if Krishna is in the center, then, yeah, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he worked. He was a magistrate. He would work during the day, sleep a couple hours at night and write books, and then go to work in the morning. Naturally, a special soul, but still, the point is that. Also in the Bhagavatam, Yudhisthira Maharaj, he asked Narada Muni. He says, Narada Muni, you've explained all about the renounced ashrams, but what about us Griha Mudhadis? What about us fools who are stuck at home with our intelligence bewildered? That's Yudhisthira's humility. Vaishnava always thinks, you know, he's the lowest. So, Yudhisthira's staying like that. What about us who are bewildered? We're stuck at home. We're not wandering sadhus. We're not renunciates. How can we make progress? How should we approach our duties? So Narada Muni answers, saying that you should and you must do your family duties. You must earn your livelihood, but you're always thinking that I'm just trying to give pleasure to Krishna. That is the main focus of my life, and all these other things are aids for that. In other words, you don't sink your heart into them. You do them, but you don't take them to be the all in all. That's Narada Muni's instructions to Yudhisthira. You do do them, though. Just like, you know, when you're showering in the morning, I mean, it's not like, you know, you just do it. You don't think your heart, this is my life. But you do it, right? So that's a way to look at how Narada Muni advised Yudhisthira. Your heart is for the nine processes of devotional service. With that kind of consciousness, you perform all your obligations. Any other questions? But don't forget the real career. Somebody was just telling me a couple of days ago, well, you know, I just want to get a qualification, and we'll see what happens after that. Krishna consciousness, see what happens about that, but the main thing is I want a qualification. Yes, in Krishna consciousness, we want qualification. We want to understand Krishna as the glorious career. And the reward for that is you won't get another material body. So sometimes in pushing on your family affairs, you take up some training. But it's not like it's you all in all for you. The real career is to understand Krishna. That's for all ashrams. I could say the same thing. I suppose I have to study airline schedules for some obscure country. Analyze all different things, you know. And, you know, how to get to point A to point B. It's like, you know, if you have a bus, you got to worry about certificate of fitness, electrical, this and that, and this rule, that rule. So I could also say, what's the use of all that? I just want to, you know, chant Hare Krishna. But you have to do nicely all the things associated with Krishna's service. So if you have a family, you have to take care of your family in the best possible way. That's very easy to do for your family, if they're devotees. Any other questions? Please take advantage of Just chant and chant and chant and chant. It's a good day to go beyond your limits. Oh, I can't chant anymore. No, go on chanting. Just try it. See what happens. You'll get some realization that actually this chanting is kind of nice. I can just always do chant like this. Why don't I always do it? You can make a big breakthrough tomorrow. And use your intelligence to start considering, what is this mystery of Krishna's appearance? Who is this Krishna? What's so special about his appearance in this world?
Hare Krishna. 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 H